With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Optimism Wednesday. I forgot all about Optimism Wednesday this morning. This is my favorite part of the week. Hump day for some, Optimism Wednesday for me. It was ruined by Indiana basketball last night. Their measly 6-point victory over a bad Eastern Michigan team. That's okay. We're not going to let that ruin it again. All right. Like I said, Optimism Wednesday. It's Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. Use the promo code KentSterling. Get bonuses, friend referrals, all kinds of great stuff. We got a weekend coming up with a whole bunch of stuff to invest in. We'll get to all of that Friday. But today, let's talk about all the good stuff. And there is good stuff for the Indianapolis Colts, the Indiana Hoosiers, and the Indiana Pacers, maybe especially the Pacers. But let's talk about the Colts. The injury report was just released by the Colts. Braden Smith did not go today. However, Frank Reich, a little bit earlier in his media availability, said that he is very optimistic that Braden Smith is going to be able to play. Xavier Rhodes did not practice today. T.Y. Hilton was limited today, as hopefully he cycles through the final process of the concussion protocol. It's been a week and a half. Time for T.Y. to get back on the field and the Colts to vanquish the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars, their injury list, a little bit longer than the Colts, but the most important entry on it is James Robinson, the running back. Robinson is really, really good. He's got a heel. When he's not able to go, that really makes that kind of lacking Jacksonville Jaguars offense even more lacking. Robinson is really, really important. 5.5 yards per carry for Robinson this year, and they rely upon him to balance the offense. Without him, that offense doesn't have a lot of balance, and you rely on Trevor Lawrence to win you games, and that just isn't happening right now. 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions for Lawrence. So, T.J. Carey, he has been designated to return from IR. He's going to practice this week. Then they're going to evaluate him for Sunday, figure out whether he's able to play. If you can get Rhodes back, if you've got Yassine back, if you've got Carey back, all of a sudden that defensive secondary is a little bit better. You're not going to get Julian Blackman back. Julian, I didn't say Justin. Nice. You're not going to get Kari Willis back in the... No, Quiddy Pay is not a bust. Quiddy Pay has been playing really good football. Quiddy Pay hadn't gotten to the quarterback. That's a So statistically, it appears as though he's not playing great, but man, I think he's raising hell. I think he's balling out every week. I love what Quiddy Pay is bringing to that defense, even right now, as he continues to get better despite a hurt hamstring where he said yesterday, you know what, he's just thinking, F it. I'm going out with my guys, and I'm going to play football, and good for him for doing it. Sometimes you got to overcome the hurt, and you got to know the difference between the hurt and the injury. So, no, I don't think that Quiddy Pay is a bust at all. You don't rule guys a bust or, you know, a hero until they're in their third year, especially at that position. You've got to learn that position. It's difficult for anybody to come in and dominate at that position right out of the chute, wherever they're taken, whether it's a guy like Clowney or Garrett, you know, taking it the upper tier of the draft, or a guy taking 21st overall like Quiddipay. Jaguar 23 on Sunday. They're going to get off the plane on Saturday and say, holy hell, it's cold out here. We don't like this. They're in Jacksonville, and right now in Jacksonville, it's 77 degrees. It's beautiful in Jacksonville. They're going to come to Indianapolis, and they're thinking, my God, what are we doing here? Get me home. They aren't going to want to play football on Sunday. I don't know if that's really the way their brain works, but it's Optimism Wednesday, so we can hope. Josh Allen is the Jaguars' most disruptive defensive player. He leads the team in sacks with 5.5. Next week, when the Colts play the Bills, Josh Allen is the most dynamic offensive player for that team. This means that really you're not going to have to erase all the dry erase boards at the Colts complex. You can kind of erase around Josh Allen wherever it's written this week and have that already up there next week. That is going to save you time in preparing for the Buffalo Bills. Not really. How about this? In preparing for the Buffalo Bills. Not really. How about this? This. The Colts are a 10.5-point favorite against the Jaguars. They have been a double-digit favorite twice this year. Once against the Texans, they were 11-point favorites. Once against the Jets, they were 10-point favorites. They covered. They covered. Obviously, they won both games. This is a team that beats the teams it is supposed to beat. That's a good thing, and it's going to be a really good thing on Sunday. Although they didn't play well late in the game against the Jets, they played well enough to win that game, and that's the name of the game. So if you play that well against the Jaguars, you're going to go to 5-5. Feel pretty good about yourself, and you really got to split the next two against the Bills and the Bucks. And if you do that and you're 6-6, you know what? It's going to be all right. Breakfast with Kent, dinner with Kent. It's unbelievable. This is what we do, and it's an optimistic dinner with Kent. Trevor Lawrence, his passer rating, 73.6. Carson Wentz, 100.1. All right, so you've got Wentz almost 30 points clear of Lawrence. That is a huge difference. Don't worry about Trevor Lawrence. The best offensive weapon of the Jaguars, like I said, it's James Robinson, 482 yards, running the football, 5.5 yards per carry. If the injury stops him before the Colts have to, even if the Colts have to stop him, this is what they do well. They stop, like Derrick Henry, I know he had the foot, but still, they stop the run at a really, really high level, and that's going to be important on Sunday if James Robinson plays. If he doesn't play, you know what? A little bit easier to defend the one-dimensional Jaguars. Like I said, it's going to be in the 40s. It doesn't matter if the roof's open or not. In the 40s is in the 40s. You go into the dome, it feels a little bit warmer, but that you're looking outside and it's cloudy and it's dank and it's dark and it's bah. They don't like that, people from Jacksonville. So there you go. All right, reasons to be optimistic about the Indiana Hoosiers, who last night played 22 really good minutes and 18 absolutely indifferent minutes. You can't do that. You can't go 4-23 shooting the three. And you can't go 12 of 20 shooting foul shots and missing front ends of 1-1s. You can't do it. All right. That, you know what? I lapsed. I apologize. I got negative all of a sudden. I brought up something that wasn't optimistic on Optimism Wednesday. Here are some reasons to be optimistic about the Hoosiers as they get ready to take on Northern Illinois on Friday night. Indiana played 22 high-quality minutes. Really good on the defensive end. Really good on the offensive end, despite the fact that they didn't shoot it great. Really good stuff. If they can figure out how to take that 22 and turn it into 40, they got some. Although that's the same problem they had the last 4 years under Archie Miller. Tamar Bates, looks like he's got all the potential in the world. I love Tamar Bates. I thought last night was a little bit big for him from a moment perspective. But you know what? Once he calms down a little bit, you put Bates on, he can flat shoot. You got Kopp, He can flat shoot. Stewart looked like he's going to be able to shoot. If you can put three shooters on the floor at the same time, you got a chance to score a lot of points. And then it opens things up for Trayce Jackson-Davis. Trayce Jackson-Davis picked up right where he left off last year. It's Optimism Wednesday. So we're going to make that about the good things, right? He scored in the 20s. He had 14 rebounds. Nice night for Trayce Jackson-Davis. But as a first-team All-American, you would hope that he would do that against Eastern Michigan. And he's got to be able to do that against Northern Illinois. Indiana is going to have to focus against Northern Illinois on Friday night, by the way. They got two seniors who are really, really good. And those seniors were terrific last night as Northern Illinois beat Washington. Not the Washington from St. Louis. The Washington from Washington State. The Pac-12 Washington Huskies. That's who Northern Illinois beat last night in Washington. And it wasn't really altogether that close last night. Northern Illinois is the winner. Northern Illinois. Did I say Illinois? Good sweet God. They used to drive me nuts when I was a kid. Trendon Hankerson is a senior. He is really, really good. This is his fourth year in DeKalb, leading Northern Illinois. You've got Anthony Crump, a second-year transfer out of Middle Tennessee State. These guys are really a good inside-outside sort of duo. Hankerson was 6 of 11 from beyond the arc last night. Crump was really good down low, getting work done on the boards. I think he had 11 and 11. That's a team that Indiana's going to have to show up for 40 minutes to beat. It's a good MAC team. Last night, I don't think Eastern Michigan's going to be a good MAC team. Northern Illinois is a good MAC team. So you've got to get something out of Miller Kopp. You have got to get Xavier Johnson going to the rack and not settling for threes. Trey Galloway is a guy. I really like Trey Galloway. I like him because he does what he is supposed to do. Coached by his dad forever, he knows how to play basketball. But to me, if Trey Galloway is on the floor, if he's your best option compared to all the other guys you got, you're in a little bit of trouble. I'd rather see, when Trey Galloway's playing, I feel like I can trust everything that he does. But none of it's going to be spectacular. None of it is going to be winning Big Ten basketball. That, if that sounds like an insult, I don't mean it to be. But if the less he plays, I think the better Indiana is going to be because the more trust the other guys will have created, the more gifted physical athletes will have created with Mike Woodson, if that makes any sense. And I don't mean to crap on him. He seems like a great kid, works really, really hard, plays hard on both ends. So we'll see what happens Friday night, or we won't. You're either going to the game or you're paying $10 to watch a game on Big Ten Plus. Predatory. That's what it is. Predatory financial tactics from a conference that prints money. For God's sake, they got to go get more? Who put that up on a whiteboard during a brainstorm, for God's sake? Bastards. All right, Pacers tonight at Denver, 9 o'clock. Couple of really good reasons to feel good about the Pacers. Michael Porter Jr.'s got a back injury, and Nikola Jokic is going to sit with a suspension that he picked up against the Heat. Did something that people didn't like in the NBA office, and kabooom, he's down for a game. That sometimes, you know what, your timing's really good, and sometimes your timing's really bad. In this case, the Pacers visiting the Nuggets tonight, their timing is really good. And if you looked at the line and didn't know what was going on, you're like, how are the Pacers 1-5 on the road? And the Nuggets, one of the better teams in the Western Conference. How are the Pacers a three-point favorite? What is going on? Well, what's going on is Jokic is down and Porter's got a back. So there you go. BTN, this is a good question. BTN has the primary BTN, then three sub-channels that are available on all cable services that allow the Big Ten Network to be shown, right? So you've got four teams or four games being played simultaneously. Almost never happens, whether it's in football or basketball, that they are shoving a game each, at least, onto Big Ten Plus to prime the pump with subscriptions is just wrong. That's bad business. That erodes the trust that we have in the Big Ten and in the Big Ten Network. It is just wrong. It's making a little bit of money and maybe costing a whole lot of trust. And that's never good business. So Pacers tonight, a 3-point favorite in Denver. I love the Pacers tonight. I love the Colts. Minus 10.5 on Sunday against the Jaguars. And whatever the Indiana spread is tomorrow night, I'm going to ignore it. I would never invest in Indiana basketball as it is right now. Ever, ever, ever. I have no ideas who's going to show up from 1 minute to the next for Indiana. And Mike Woodson's got to get that shaken out. He got to figure out who is willing to play together and sacrifice together and who's not. Cut bait from the guys who aren't, and the guys who are, they get to load up on minutes. That's the way it's got to be. That is Optimism Wednesday, one of the best Optimism Wednesdays we've ever had. And if there was an undercurrent of negativity and cynicism, I apologize for that. It was not my intent. Colts getting healthier. Again, Braden Smith likely to play, according to Reich. You've got Carey, who is being activated this week. He's designated for return, going to practice this week, and they're going to evaluate him. You've got T.Y. Hilton, who is limited today, going through the final stage of the concussion protocol. Can't wait to see what the Colts do Sunday. Cannot wait to see what the Pacers do tonight and tomorrow night against Denver and then Utah. And then Friday night, I get nervous, baby, because it's Indiana basketball, and Indiana makes me nervous. Whether Mike Woodson's the coach, Archie Miller, Tom Crean, Kelvin Sampson, Dan Dockich, it doesn't matter. I'm getting nervous.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.